Sadie from Google joining us this morning to talk about some of that Super Bowl searches. Aren't people watching the game and the commercials? Have they got their time to get on their phone and start Googling things? Is this how we watch our experiences, it seems?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. Yes, lots of search activity last night and lots of YouTube watching too.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit. One of the funny things I saw is that what teams were they searching for? Well, the entire world is searching for Kansas City before the game, and then what happened after the game?
And everyone turned to the Bucks, that's for sure.
Right. Only the Missouri and Kansas states showed up for searching for the Kansas City. Now, let's talk about some of those commercials. Is this based on what people were wanting to watch again or find out who was that in that commercial? How does that work?
Yeah, well, we post all of the ads from the game and all the teasers and everything up at youtube.com/adblitz because there's lots to watch. Obviously, people are going and making nachos during some of the breaks, so you're not going to see all of them potentially live in the game, so we can have them all there if you missed anything. But we did see the top ads from yesterday and last night. Number one was Amazon Alexa's Body with Michael B. Jordan. Very funny. That got a lot of buzz. Also, Jeep, the middle, with Bruce Springsteen and talking about reuniting the country. We saw Cadillac, which had their new lyric and talked about Edgar Scissorhands free driving. And then we saw Uber Eats with Wayne's World and Cardi B and Paramount Plus Expedition. So that was sort of the top five in terms of viewership yesterday.
A lot of those have celebrities in them. That seems to be what was driving a lot of those with Michael B. Jordan. You mentioned Cardi B in that one, as well as Timothée Chalamet. So that seems to be attracting a lot of people's attention, too.
Yeah, every year it's sort of, you've got the big-name celebrities, you've got humor, and then, of course, you have some poignant, purposeful messages as well. But the people certainly pull out the stops for celebrities during the game every year, for sure.
What were they searching related to the game itself?
Well, of course, every year we see a lot of activity around the players and searching for the players. So last night was no different with the number one search for Tom Brady, number two for Patrick Mahomes, and then number three was the Gronk, Rob Gronkowski. And we also saw Travis Kelce and Jason Pierre-Paul rounding out the five. So people are definitely searching for the players and to understand more about them. We also saw, you know, some interesting questions during the game. For example, people were asking how much do Super Bowl refs make? And then there was, of course, who is the female ref in the NFL? We had Sarah Thomas last night. So that question, who is the female ref in the NFL, actually spiked over 2,000% in the first half of the game. And then, of course, there's just other questions that have to do with, you know, whether it be the halftime show or there was a question around, is Giselle at the Super Bowl? People wanted to know. Yes, she was. So, you know, lots of different activity and people looking to get answers during the big game.
Anything from the halftime show people were searching for?
Well, we saw The Weeknd obviously getting searched for quite a bit, and his channel on YouTube actually peaked over 1.6 million views in the hour during that halftime show. So a lot of activity around him, and, of course, people searching for his songs to hear more of them.
So it obviously pays off for someone to be obviously there, well, to get the music, even if they didn't know who he was. Then who is this guy if they don't know him? And then maybe they get acquainted and understand what's going on. Anything else that you might want to share with us this morning? You came away from the searches?
Well, you know, people were searching for cardboard cutouts. There was a big spike with that. And then similarly, people were asking how many fans were allowed at the Super Bowl, you know, which I think is interesting because at first when I tuned in, it did seem like there was a lot of fans actually sitting out in the stadium. But then you realize that actually there were a lot of cardboard cutouts too. But how many fans allowed at the Super Bowl spiked over 5,000% yesterday. So, you know, interesting to see. We're in this new world that we live in where there's things that sports are definitely different than before, but that doesn't mean the sports fans stop being sports fans. So they're still searching for the players they love. They're still searching for the topics they love. They're watching the highlights. They're watching more on the games. They're watching the ads at YouTube. So, yeah, check out youtube.com/adblitz, and you can see much, much more.
Sadie, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.